The Jeff and Wisp Show, mornings on 108.9 The Hog.
Would you, could you? Is that like one of those things? It's like a child. Would you, could you, if you were a mouse?
Would you, could you, if you were a house?
That's what Alice in Chains, Scotty, our producer behind the glass, that's what they were going for there.
Most of their songs were about childhood rhymes and questions, right?
Man in the Box? Did you play Man in the Box as a child?
Oh, my God. I played so much Man in the Box as a child, and they never let me out of the box. And I think that's what the song was about. Not getting let out of the box.
I'm still stuck in the box. I'm the man in the box. And the kids are running around, like, hitting it with sticks. And I'm in here, and I'm like, God damn it.
And then they're like, all right, we'll let you out. We'll play Sick Man for a little while. Yep. And you're just like, Sick Man. And then I did heroin. And that was not
that was a dark
a good
time
choice.
For you.
That was a dark time Jeff, for my 8-year-old Jeff.
The heroin boy, Garlock.
Short time, but dark time. And we'll just dark leave time. It at that. But short I'll probably time, get into it more.
Short time, dark time, 6:05. Wake up, Valverde. It is the Jeff and Wisp Show on 108.9 The Hawk. The Valley rocks with 108.9 The Hawk. And oh my God, Jeff, what a great Monday morning to be waking up right here with us. You're getting up. You're shampooing your hair.
Right out of bed.
You're listening
to us. You got the pump and
you
just right next to you on the nightstand.
You know, you do that, and then you turn on
lotions for night, shampoos for the morning, if you know what I'm saying.
Lotion all times, if you know what
I know exactly what you're saying. Keg stand,
our dirtbag psychic over there in the corner.
He knew exactly about lotion.
Jesus Christ. But you know why I'm so excited this morning, Jeff?
Why are you so excited this morning?
Do you know why I am so excited
this morning? Hold on a second. Rhetorical or real question?
Real question.
Oh, then I don't know.
It's New Music Monday. It's New Music Monday. Everybody gonna have a good time.
NM Squared, it's Monday.
Oh, we have four new songs to play. Now, the one thing about 108.9 The Hawk, you know, we're all rock, all hawk, all the time. We play new classic rock, so that means you're gonna hear the Pearl Jams, but not a new Pearl Jam because they're not from Valverde.
My God.
The only new rock we play right here on 108.9 The Hawk is from our rock bands, right? Here in Valverde.
We've said it before. There is only one rule in rock and roll, and that there are a lot of rules, and you better follow them.
There's so many rules in rock and roll, Jeff. Wait, what are they?
Rules are...
One.
Again, no new music on classic rock radio, unless it's new classic rock.
Right.
Number two, a bylaw, 2A, unless it is a band from the town where the radio station is broadcasting from. And so legally, we're going to be able to do this NM squared.
Our lawyer is in the window right there, and he's just like...
He's just saying no.
He's shaking his head no.
I think that means let's do
Frankie,
this.
Frankie, I don't know. He's done radio for a long time, and you've been a lawyer for what, 3 years?
30.
30? Oh, 30.
Never mind.
Well, that is impressive. Good job, Frankie.
I mean, maybe we should be listening to him, but no matter what, number three...
Oh.
Don't listen to your lawyers because it's rock and roll. Those are the rules.
Boom, baby. That's what we
new
do.
New rules.
We know. New rules. Oh, God. Who does new rules? We do new rules right here. It's something we came
new
up
rules.
With. New rule, because that's where comedy lives. But I'm so excited. First, before we get, we have a guest, Scotty.
Rhetorical real question. We
that
have
was a
guest,
real,
Scotty.
That was a
that's
real,
a real
Scotty,
one.
That is a real guest. Okay, we'll get to this guest in just 1 second, then. That's going to be very good.
Later in the show going to be playing rhetorical. A real question, a great two-hour segment we've come up with.
Write them down from 6:30 until 8:30. We're going to be playing that
segment.
Many rhetorical. And most of them, I'm just going to guess right now, they're all rhetorical.
Actually, Scotty, can we cancel the bit? We actually know we're going to have to.
Did I ruin it? Did I ruin the bit?
We're
going
to have to fill
Scotty?
In 6:30 to 8:30 now because all the answers are just out the window.
Let's hear one of those new songs. But first, we got to do this.
It's time for weather on 108.9 The Hawk.
Well, you know it. We don't even have to say it. It's cold.
Why did we do the sounder?
We
don't know.
Required in this
rhetorical or regular real question.
Top
real question.
Top of the show.
Top of the show. Required.
Top of the show.
Another rule of rock and roll. You got to play the sounders.
And it's very cold out there in Valverde. If you're driving out, you could probably want to wear two flannels.
You're going to want to wear them.
Just put
you might not wear them, but you're going
to
want to wear them when you get out there at your slop job.
Yeah, you might, but you're gonna want to stay warm because it's always cold in Valverde. And of course, weather brought to you by the greatest grocery chain in Valverde, Food Gulch.
All of the food that's found in Food Gulch. Gulch. Food Gulch.
Great deal on batteries going on right now at Food Gulch. $20 for 1D battery. Great deal only at Food Gulch.
9 volts, only $40.
Holy shit. We better stock up, Scotty.
These are not Duracells, and these are not Ever-Readys. These are definitely off-brand grocery outlet style. You don't even know what these are.
These are already covered.
The batteries look like all of the products in Repo Man. Just white, and it just says battery.
I love it, Scotty, when he does a reference that everybody listening knows. Repo Man. Oh, clearly, I know Repo Man. Do you know Repo Man?
You think the audience of the Hog at 6:05 of the a.m. on a Monday morning ain't watching Repo Man before they go to their slop job? Rhetorical or real question? That's a rhetorical.
Is that a rap? Were you doing Red Hot Chili Peppers or Suicidal Tendencies?
That was from Judgment Night soundtrack.
Good. Judgment Night soundtrack. Best soundtrack.
But weirdly, it was the Del the Funky Homo Sapien meets Dinosaur Jr. song.
Dinosaur Jr. Weird. But it is New Music Monday. Oh, get ready. We have the greatest band to come out of Valverde.
Oh, my God.
What band am I going to say?
I want to say Pfister.
Pfister! They got a brand new single. Now, you know Pfister released a new single 2 weeks ago.
They're just pumping out singles.
You think you know the boys? I'm talking Baloney Boys. Baloney Boys. Their song with Seals and Crofts. Now, this was a big new direction for Seals and Crofts. I think that Pfister led the way, but they've got a brand new single. We are debuting it for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the first time heard anywhere. It's the newest from Pfister. And I got to tell you, Jeff, it fucking rocks. You throw the delay. It fucking
rocks.
The
delay's already going on if Pfister's coming on, because you know we're going to say it fucking rocks.
It's called Men's Room, and it's on the Hawk. Holy shit. There's Ace on the guitar.
That's Ace.
Men's Room, the latest from Pfister. And I hear it is the title track for their new record, Men's Room. So much in there. That is apparently about a real time that Zane fell down in the men's room. And he was there. His back was out. And he was in the men's room at Valverde Dome. The first one, not the Enormo Dome. No. He was in there until a janitor found him. And he wrote the song about it. It is an autobiographical. Help me clap it up.
Autobiographical.
Thank you. Seems like too many claps. Oh, my God. Let me hear a little more. I got to hear a little more. In the men's room, and no one can save me now. Oh, I love it. I'm going to be singing that all day, but there are three other songs we got to get to. But Men's Room, Pfister, I'm going to say it, rock song of the year.
I mean, number one rock song of the year. Give it the Grammy right now. Number one rock song of the year.
Unwrap the Grammy, Scotty.
Unwrap the Grammy.
I know you got it back there. Okay, apparently we have a guest. Let's bring them in. I don't have any details, and I'm going to look at the notes.
Scotty, you really should have given us the details.
Really should have passed over the information here. Hi, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Hawk.
I'm really good.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
I am Wisp Turlington.
I'm a fan.
And Garlock.
Oh, you know who I am.
You know us.
Of course. He knows me. He might not know you.
No, I think he knows. I'm the first in the building.
Chances are very good. I'm a legend. I've been doing this. I'm 76 years old. I've been doing it for a long time. And Jeff, you apparently, Scotty has pumped over some information here. You've got a show.
Yes, I do. Which is why, indirectly, even why I'm such a fan is as I moved to Valverde a few weeks ago, and I've been listening to you in my car. Both of you and loving it.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome to Valverde.
Welcome to Valverde.
Don't get the shit kicked out of you, which is freezing. Of course, our motto is "Don't get the shit kicked out of you."
That is when you come to Valverde.
That's for real.
That's on the license plate.
That's just right there.
It says, "Don't get the shit kicked out of you," and you know, in 2 weeks. Brandon, I see I've got a little information on my screen here. Brandon Gardner, I hope the shit does not get kicked out of you.
Wow. Well, you know what? I've been living in LA for a while, and it's a city that I think makes you soft. The weather makes you soft.
Oh, my God.
You rarely get the shit kicked out of you.
Oh,
and so it's
peaceful
to go to a place so cold where you always have to sort of be looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy.
You know, they've always said it about Holly Weird, and this is what I've heard. I've never been, that Holly Weird just welcomes you with open arms. You know, they're just willing to hug everyone and just give you a participation award for just living there, but not in Valverde. No, not in Valverde.
What is MacArthur Park like? Is it as nice as Richard Harris makes you think it is in
that
song?
It's beautiful. If you want to get a nice pair of inexpensive socks, walk down to MacArthur Park any time of day.
Write this down, Scotty.
I mean, though, I'll say you are a new member of the Valverde Communicate. You might want to go down to Sock Alley. We do have some of the best.
Sock Alley yet, Brandon?
Have you been to Sock Alley?
Someone was gesturing me towards it, and I wasn't sure if it was for real.
Sometimes, the ice cream man down there, he's a real creep. Oh. He might just be like, come into the Sock Alley.
Is he a real? He's got the uniform, but I wasn't even sure if he's a real ice cream man.
In Valverde, Brandon, we're just going to have to give you the tutorial of how to live.
Please, that's
Valverde.
A lot of why I wanted to come on.
Welcome.
Because there's the ice cream man. If he's not in jail, he's on the streets.
Oof.
And there's the snow cone man.
Okay.
Both hate each other. Both equally evil.
Yes.
Wow.
Neither of them have snow cones or ice cream. So neither, you definitely, you don't want to go in that truck, and we'll just leave it at that.
They're going to lead you to a 1973 station wagon.
Which they call a truck.
Where the fuck, where's the snow cones? And then you're going to get pushed in.
Wow. And those are the kids of Valverde saying, where the fuck are the snow cones?
Where the fuck are the snow cones? And that's the first
good
thing
to know. I brought my daughters with me.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, luckily it's so goddamn cold, you're not going to want an ice cream or a snow cone.
You're not going to want it. You're not going to want it.
Well for you.
But our version of Stranger Danger is, where the fuck is the ice cream or where the fuck is the snow cone? So,
wow.
So teach it.
I will.
T-shirt it, and that's great. What school are your daughters going to here in Valverde?
They're at the Sisters of Limited Mercy.
Holy shit.
Oh, which my God. Yeah.
I heard was a good school.
Oh.
It's not bad. Tough.
Yeah.
It's
not bad. I don't know if it's good, but it's bad. Okay.
It's a lot of slapping. Oh, right. I went to the Sisters of Limited Mercy for 2 years growing up. And it's you know that scene in Dazed and Confused where
Matthew McConaughey is sort of leaning against the wall?
No, not that. That's the best one. That's
I get older, they stay the same age.
That comes from me. McConaughey's like, Wiz, what? I need something to do here. And I'm like, why don't you be creepy about young girls? And he's like, oh, I can do that. And I'm like, I know you.
So you knew him before he really blew up.
Oh, I was on the set of Dazed and Confused with my good best friend in the entire world, Richard Linklater.
Wow.
And we were there. And what I'm saying is Sisters of Limited Mercy reminded me a lot of the scene in Dazed and Confused where Ben Affleck plays himself when he hit kids.
Oh, yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the sisters.
You can see the giant dragon tattoo through his shirt. No one notices, but it's right there.
And he is very much like, you know, Sister Lacey. Is she still alive?
I think so. She's one of the ones I met in the orientation.
She's a fucking bruiser. I'll just
Wisp doesn't feel anything in his right cheek all because of Sister Lacey. So just keep that in mind. I've heard about it quite a bit.
Keep that in mind.
Honestly, though, that's the kind of, you don't get that in LA schools.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No.
You don't.
No.
I think it made me a more rounded, well-versed, seasoned individual. I do flinch at everything.
Wow.
Like,
hey,
the air turn.
Wow. Jeez, yeah. I didn't even
the air turn. Holy shit. Wow. What'd you do? Why would you do that? That's terrible.
I wasn't even meaning to. I was just trying to get my coffee about that.
We're going
to
talk more Valverde with you, Brandon, but I do got to hear about I got to hear about this show. Could you tell?
Well, it's one of the reasons I love Valverde, because it's one of the few places in the United States where the show isn't just massively popular. And I'm not sure why.
Really?
But it's the one place. It's like you hear about famous actors moving to small towns in France or something to try to be able to lead a more normal life. That's what I'm trying to do here, because for whatever reason, people don't seem to know about the show or know about me, which is crazy.
Really?
Because in LA, it's the biggest thing.
Biggest show ever.
Biggest show
ever. It's up there. It's up there. People are saying it's sort of the Jaws of stop motion animated comedy.
They say it's the Jaws.
That's what I've met. Many people have said.
You know, I'm looking, actually. I got the press release. I got it texted to me. It says right here, in the know is the Jaws.
In the Jaws.
Of stop-motion comedy. It's but also, in parentheses, it's also Jaws for the Revenge. So, you know.
Well, that's the good one. That's when Jaws got it back.
That's when Michael Caine is at the top. And of course, when a shark is coming out for revenge because their mother got killed, that's what I saw when I saw your wonderful show, In the Know.
Thank you for watching it.
In the Know. Now,
and I had to get it on a crazy Chechnyan bootleg streaming site.
Couldn't get it here.
We don't have this thing. What a piece. Peacock? Peacock.
Yeah, there's a stream, which everywhere else in America is sort of the dominant cultural force, is Peacock.
Yeah.
But
everywhere.
For some reason, not in Valverde.
Well,
I remember I was at Books 1000 once, and there were people outside trying to get me to sign a petition that said, stop Channel 8 from blocking Peacock. Is it Pleacock?
Peacock, like the bird.
The bird. They were trying. Channel 8, who is a fantastic, fantastic TV station.
Oh, Channel 8 is our station.
They didn't want it to come in.
You probably should have done this show on Channel 8. I'm just going to say.
You know what? I wish I knew about them. Because I've been watching Channel 8 since I came to town, and it is really good programming.
What is your favorite show on Channel 8 so far?
Well, the thing that I like about it is there's like a period of time where it's hard to tell, like where the shows just sort of blend into each other. That's my favorite. So from like
11 o'clock,
the blending o'clock. Hour,
3 to 11,
blending hour. Oh my god! I gotta tell you,
wasn't this a detective show when I started watching?
Sometimes it's like half of the screen is a detective show, and half of it, you're like, is this a rerun of Manimal? Like, and you're just not exactly sure.
Is it? Please, I'm gonna run off some of my favorite shows on Channel 8 so far this week. Of course, Bad Medicine. That's Jonathan Bon Jovi. Yes. Bon Jovi is a doctor that can't give good medicine because he's got too much bad medicine.
Can't do it.
That's a very good show. I
37 seasons in. Almost as long as In the Know.
Almost as long as In the Know. I'm also really enjoying Those Horny Royals. The reboot of it has been very, very good. I've never seen so many horny royals on my television set. And it's beautiful to see. And when those
I didn't know, like, to me, that there's nudity you wouldn't be able to show on broadcast television in L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you can't. We do it all. We go deep in.
People versus Larry Flint 2 should be about the amount of nudity that is being shown in those horny royals. I mean,
I would say I applaud how much male nudity, which is often left out, but not in the royals. Yeah.
2 a.m. You're watching Channel 8 late night, and it's just Go in the Hole is the name of the show. Yeah. And you just have to guess.
Yeah.
You just have to
guess.
What hole are we in?
What kind of hole? It's kind of like Is It Cake, but a little bit more fun, you know?
A lot more fun.
Because Shannon Tweed hosts it, and it's a fantastic
She looks amazing.
She looks amazing. She's doing
it. Gene Simmons is just sulking in the background the entire time.
It's like, this is over.
A little cage.
I can't believe he just gets that little cage.
Well, Brandon, we're going to talk more about In the Know and Valverde, but first we do have to go to traffic.
108.9 The Hawk Traffic with Art Spart.
Wow! Lock up your doors and throw away the keys. And don't even think about going out into Valverde today unless you want to whine. Because today, my friends, is the day a lot of you have been waiting for and a lot of you have been dreading. That's right. It is Wine-a-thon 2024. Valverde's annual tribute to Valverde's favorite pastime besides classic rock. Whining about shit. Just complaint after complaint, but in a fun way. People may look at you like you are a big baby 364 days of the year, but today is your time to shine, baby. You want to complain about how your kids don't call you enough, and when they do call, they don't have anything to say? Wine-a-thon 2024. You want to talk about things aren't the same as they were when you were a kid? Wine-a-thon 2024. You want to talk about how you prefer when beer cans had pop tops you could rip off, but now everyone whines about how those pop tops are hurting the environment. So now we have to have stupid tabs that are attached to natty light cans, and somehow you connect that to some weird complaint about how kids today are getting participation trophies? Why? 2024! And those are the most benign whines I bet you will hear today. And oh, what a day it will be. And we here at 108.9 The Hawk want to personally thank Mayor David Lee Roth for starting the first whine-a-thon back when he first took office. He was complaining for the billionth time about how Sammy Hagar didn't have any swagger when he sings his Van Halen songs, and someone, who knows who, muttered under their breath, "Man, you love whining so much, why don't you make a holiday out of it?" And he did. This is our purge, but with whining and less death, but more whining. And it's all happening right now. Down on Hog Street and traffic is at a standstill, which is perfect because it's one more thing for you whiny babies to complain about. There will be rides, there will be treats, there will be shows, and most importantly, the reminder, no cell phones. 364 days of the year, you hide your whining behind your online avatar. Today, you live free with your whining. Say everything you want to everyone's faces, and they will take it. And if they don't, plenty of medics will be on hand because, as you know, lots of punches are thrown on Whine-a-thon 2024 day. Like we said, less death than a real purge, but not much. So walk, don't drive, to Whine-a-thon 2024, today and tomorrow. And tomorrow you can get back to grumbling about how everyone else is stupid and you are smart in your own car, just like we all will. And that's 108.9 The Hawk traffic from the Burt's Funeral Flowers traffic desk. This is Art Spart.
With Burt's Funeral Flowers, with Burt's Funeral Flowers.
Jesus Christ.
My God, not to add to the whines, but that traffic report was about one street. We have plenty of other streets, Art. I don't know what is going on.
I mean, you could go anywhere, literally. You could take any of these streets. I'm just going to walk around. I'm just going to walk around.
Hey, everyone, go to Bobby Blotzer Way. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
That's
maybe
what the news report.
Take the road up to Mount Hetfield. Kirk Hammett Way should be clear. I don't know what the hell is up with Art, but I don't get much traffic from him. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not getting much traffic lately.
I don't get much traffic from him. We will talk more with Brandon Gardner. Welcome here to our fine city. But first, it's the fish song, Flopping Fish. Can you see it? Feel it? Hear it today.
Hey, are you looking for rock dolls? Well, what a coincidence. I'm full of them. This is Keith Talons down at Rock Dolls, Hog Street. That's right. Rock Dolls, the only place in Valverde where you can get a slightly used sex doll that has been converted to look like some of your favorite rockers. Wow, is that Slash? And is he smoking a real cigarette? Hey, Slash, can I get a puff? You sure can. Just don't have sex with him. David Coverdale from Whitesnake, and he looks just like he did in 1987 when he was like, "Hey, Tawny, please get off the hood of my car." Yep, he's here. And here we go again when I reiterate that you should not have sex with him. And wow, what a perfect time to get your own rock doll, as I can finally announce that all rock dolls are built with my new 4.0 software. What does that mean? Well, thanks to the power of AI, these rock dolls can talk and walk and breathe air and be a brand new part of your family. You know, just like a member of your family that you do not have sex with. So come on down and see for yourself at Rock Dolls, Hog Street.
I've got one ticket to paradise. Only you will leave tonight. It's just one ticket to paradise. You're gonna travel solo tonight. And there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, my name's Eddie Stunney, owner and proprietor of the One Ticket to Paradise Travel Service, owned by the estate of Eddie Money and designed specifically for solo travelers. The late great Eddie Money was known for constantly buying two tickets to paradise for all of the ladies he liked to bed. But not all of us are as cool as Eddie Money. Some of us just got broken up with. Some of us have dead loved ones. But you still want to go to paradise, and we're here for you. So don't feel like a loser for going to paradise alone, because hey, you ain't gonna ever be as cool as Eddie Money. So buy one ticket to paradise. Don't let your sad existence keep you from traveling. It's just one ticket to paradise. You ain't any money, so don't sweat it.
The Jeff and Wisp Show, mornings on 108.9 The Hog.
You look like you're ready to party. That's Toby. Wearing leather, everything, and looking real fucking good. People will ask us where we got all this leather, but that's a secret. It's way leathers are mine until the end of time.
Oh, no.
Music Monday, and of course, that's the latest from the Gunt Brothers, Valverde's. Wow. Now, you know the Gunt Brothers originally sounded like Air Supply or America, but they've gotten with Donnie Fiske, legendary. He's a young producer. He's taking all these old acts, and he's making them into something very, very good. And this is Donnie Fiske making the Gunt Brothers sound like Newfound Glory, right?
Meets Imagine Dragons or
meets
something.
Meets Imagine Dragons, but that's Sweaty Leathers. It's the latest from the Gunt
Brothers.
It's not
the Gunt Brothers I'm used to.
It isn't the Gunt Brothers I've known.
And, I'm used to a Gunt Brothers that sounds like they're trying to sound like someone trying to sound like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yes, yes. I love their song Horses with Three Names.
I know, like that horse has got a lot of goddamn
names. I know some horses and they got three names. Charlie, Judge, and...
Ed Cinnamon Girl. And then you're like, whoa, God. Now we're just pulling we're back. It's like a real,
one really
snake
exciting...
eating its own tail, Ouroboros.
That's a really great thing, Brandon. You're going to find out all of the great rock bands we've got right here. In fact,
it's
you don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to, like, L.A. didn't have bands like Val Verde
not like
does.
This.
Oh, no. Please. L.A. is not known for its music scene at all. I'll say that right now.
I also like how the Gunt Brothers in that song talked about how they're just ready to fucking party. And they're wearing leathers. And then you're like, oh my God, I love those leathers. And they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you where they got them. But you get it, New Music Monday right here on 108.9 The Hawk. And we're here with the sole creator of the show, In the Know on the Peacocks.
No one else behind it.
Nobody
that's
else.
You know, a common misconception.
Really?
Oh, really?
People are always like, the show, you did it all by yourself. It's amazing.
Hold on, hold on. I need to go to Brandon Gardner, IMDb, and Soul Creator,
says,
and God of In the Know. Hmm,
yeah.
Did that again.
Credit.
Yeah.
IMDb keeps putting that.
I love how IMDb is basically like Wikipedia, that anyone can just go in and say whatever they want, and then you can't fucking change it.
Crazy, but it's embarrassing when they say things like Soul Creator, because I created it with two other guys.
Okay, who?
One is this guy, his name escapes me, but he created Beavis and Butthead.
Dan Cortez.
Was it Eric Neese?
I was going to guess Eric Neese. Yeah, is it Eric Neese?
It's not. That doesn't ring a bell.
Adam Curry.
Getting Warmer.
Dave Holmes.
Ricky Rackman.
I think it was Dave Holmes. That's
it was
Dave
Holmes.
Right.
Dave Holmes.
I think it was Dave Holmes.
King of podcasting.
And then this guy, Zach, worked on it with me as well.
Zach something.
Zach.
Never knew
or did he just go by
name.
One name, Zach?
It could be that. It could be. He never told me his last name. I never asked.
You know,
Zach.
If you're going to be working with people, I mean, I only know Wisp Turlington because of it. Keeps saying in the name. He's never said his last name to me. And I just don't.
I only know your name because Scotty tells me every time I have to say it.
Right before you're about to say it. Yeah. And I get it in my ear, too. Thank you, Scotty.
I don't care.
I mean,
I've been doing radio longer than you. And somehow your name is first in the title.
Well, because I'm the leader. And as a leader, I would say, you know, Brandon, this show is amazing because, you know, I'm the one. I've watched it on an illegal Chechnyan streaming site.
Was it in Chechnyan?
With a lot of big buxom naked women in between as commercial breaks. So I don't know what this network was, but I'm worried I've got some viruses now.
So you're watching something fun. It's about NPR and they're doing like there's the, like, the bathroom thing and they can't go. And then there's this like.
Well, but even weirder, no music. It's just dead silent.
It's just dead like, silent buxom.
Yeah, just dead silent buxom. And I think that's the name of it.
That's a horror movie.
Can you tell what that's an advertisement for? Are they advertising something?
Maybe it is a new Blumhouse horror film.
It could be Blumhouse. It could be Burger Tools.
Oh, it could be for Burger Tools.
Playing with a lot of ads like that.
Burger Tools is, of course, the only home improvement themed burger shop that we have in Valverde. You might want to check that out.
You got to check it out.
But the thing I was going to say is you haven't seen it, so you don't know. So this show that he created, and get this, about radio. NPR style radio.
Oh God, I hate that.
Oh really? Well then. Oh well, that you definitely should. I mean, it's a good thing we don't have Peacock then, because everyone else is loving it. I mean,
well, no. All I'm saying is those guys at NPR have been riding my hog since at least '82 to come and do a show on their thing. And I do have my NPR voice is a little bit in here, and I would say, from all things considered, it's Wisp Turlington, NPR. News.
Wow.
O.J. Simpson died. And then we'd hear the boop, 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 boop. And I'm like, wait a second, I didn't finish the story.
That's the hard part. You do that NPR voice, you have like so many pauses that they don't know when to come in. And
was my demo.
Because I've watched the show, I can tell. And Brandon, you're the sole creator of this again, and God, with maybe this guy, Zach, and someone maybe like Dan Cortez. And
get my fingers to the sky for
does
you,
he need
man.
More pauses in between his words?
What did I do wrong there?
Honestly, I think it was, to me, I was impressed you can just flip a switch. And instantly be perfect for public radio.
So I thought
you nailed it.
And then I'm here.
Wow.
And then I say something. This was my demo in 82, and you know, O.J. Simpson hadn't died then.
Oh, and I was like, but you knew eventually everyone.
I knew it was gonna happen. Oh my God. I've been best.
It's the inevitable, right? I mean, who's gonna ever get that wrong? You're gonna be right.
A new story that always comes true eventually.
Yep.
Just like a broken clock, O.J. Simpson will eventually die.
Yep.
Like that, we all know that old adage. Put it on a shirt.
You can't say that about everybody.
I say it about everyone, actually.
Not me, I'm never going to die.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
New blood every day.
Wow, newsflash right there.
Every single day. I go over to Val Verde Memorial Hospital and they hook a hose to me and it's all just flushed right out. 20 seconds, I'm back in my car. I'm back at Turlington Manor and I'm kicking back Cognacs.
My God.
Wow.
But that's the kind of attitude you don't get on fucking NPR. That's a rock and roll lifestyle, Brandon.
Sure.
You guys could have maybe used that on your TV.
But we could use more of that NPR, because I got to say, I've been seeing, you know, coming up on the TikToks, people are freaking out about In the Know.
Yeah.
I mean,
God,
it is
losing their shit.
Like wildfire. I mean, and I get it, but, you know, people, there's that one. It has over, let me look, it has 4 billion views.
Yeah.
Wow.
A freebie and the bean joke. In your first episode. And I mean, if there's one thing that's going to get young kids is a freebie in the bead joke. I mean,
a lot of people were like, it seems like it was engineered to just please as many people as possible.
I have heard, and I don't like AI.
No.
I don't condone it. But you guys have been accused of using AI to generate a new show whenever somebody watches. So if I watched it, it would probably be all about the, you know, my terrible NPR audition.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, you know, people have said that, and I understand why, because it does seem to check every box of what's popular. It's like, oh, radio, America's obsessed.
Obsessed.
Yes. Right? Freebie and the Bean.
Oh,
Freebie and the Bean jokes left and right.
A lot of Malcolm Gladwell stuff.
Oh my God. Well, there goes our 7 o'clock hour.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, here, we're alienating through specificity, but like, I enjoy it, but it's almost like your show is just so broad, but in the best way possible. Like, jokes for everyone. And, you know, is that your motto? Is that the motto of is that how it became bigger than Game of Thrones this year?
Was Joe Biden tweeted, very funny show. And he's like, if you get his support.
Yeah. You get Biden tweeting, that man knows comedy.
Sort of just like popular across the board. Everybody loves him.
We all agree Biden is the best.
Question for you. Do you think that when Biden was typing out that tweet, he's got it like one of his dogs just basically had a Secret Service member just in his mouth as a chew toy?
It's possible.
And he's like, no, stop it.
That's what makes him so relatable and fun.
Oh my God, man knows comedy. Man knows comedy. He's like, I'm not getting rid of these dogs. This
now,
is
when he
hilarious.
Did show up in episode 424, that was a fantastic guest.
What was it like having the President Biden on episode 424?
Well, you know what's so funny? He's such a modest man.
Oh my God.
He auditioned for the part.
What?
With a fake name, and he had a whole disc. When he came down to the recording studio, he had a disguise, and at the very end, he ripped it off and he goes, that was me, Joe.
It was like an undercover boss situation.
Did he have the sunglasses on
just a
underneath?
Line character,
Looks kind of like the Unabomber, and you're like, oh, he's got the goods.
Like his eyes
look
are black.
Is a little off.
This VO artist is a little scary, but he's got the goods.
Every day I'm sitting here doing this dumb radio show with this clown in front of me, and I'm thinking,
hey now,
that you're going to pull off your mask and you're going to go, hey, it's me, Joe. I worry about that, Brandon.
I mean, it was a dream for me and everyone in the studio. We just stood up and clapped.
My God, just
everything.
I understand.
What do you
that
say?
That fake mustache and that spirit gum starts pulling on his flesh.
Oh.
Like that long kind of Western mustache that really hangs down on the side.
We're like, is this like a Western villain or is it going to be problematic? And it's really unsure which
you
way it's going to go.
I was never sure.
You never know where Joe's going to pop up. You never fucking know.
On the problematic scale, you never know. And that's what's fun about it.
I could be Joe Biden.
You could be Joe Biden. I mean, Brandon could be Joe Biden.
Brandon it could be Joe Biden. You never know.
That could be my big reveal.
You are dressed a little bit like the Unabomber today.
A little bit.
It's cold.
Wow, someone's a Valverdean already.
Look at
this. Hey, speaking of Valverdeans, we had a legendary band back in 78 record an album, but it was never, ever released because the band imploded. Literally, they all imploded. Now, the drummer survived and got the band back together in 1993, but I'm talking Merkin
Spawn.
It was
an opposite Spinal Tap situation.
It was the opposite Spinal Tap. I'm talking about Valverde Legends, Merkin's Wand. And I got to tell you guys, we don't usually allow reissues to come out on New Music Monday. That's a rule, but I knew
because you know that those reissues are usually, they do nothing
so
to them.
Bad.
They're on the thinnest vinyl you could ever imagine, and it's some demo that sounds like they farted into a microphone.
Now, this is going to be very special for you, Brandon, because I imagine that you're not well-versed in Merkin's Wand like we are.
No.
And we lived the wand. I can't tell you how many wand shows I went to in the 70s, and when they died.
Oh, God. I get choked up here.
It's almost like a part of me died.
Oof.
So to hear this for the first time, I haven't heard this. Scotty had saved this for me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's theme from Merkin's Wand. This was their rock opera that they never finished. We're going to break it down. I want to hear your thoughts. This is theme from Merkin's Wand.
I know the secrets of the mage, and I'll tell them if you stay. They're all right here in my basement. No, it's not a garage, although they're my grandpa's car. This is my home, and this is where the magic happens. So let's get it on with the power of my Merkin's Wand. We use the power of my Merkin's Wand to fall in love. Oh, to fall in love.
God, it's literally like I'm in the studio.
Pre-implosion.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, that is beautiful.
And I haven't heard these
that's
sounds.
That's a reissue?
This is a reissue. This is
how
a
does
single.
It compare?
I mean, they did release
another
version.
I think the bass is up like 1 decibel, I think. I mean, it basically kind of sounds the same.
They
talk about Grandpa's car a little bit more than I remember.
Yeah.
But that is the central metaphor of the entire rock opera.
They all lived in a basement apartment together, and I would go over there right off of Soundgarden Boulevard, and I'd go inside, and I'm like, guys, I brought donuts, and they're like, thank God we're starving.
Yeah.
And that's Soundgarden Boulevard, like pre-the band.
Pre-Soundgarden Boulevard, which is really fucking weird.
Wow.
I mean, Valverde, this is the center of the rock and roll universe. You're here. You're in it. You chose, like, everybody's, you're walking around L.A. and people are like, is that Brandon Gardner? And they just run across the street and they get creamed by an L.A. bus because that's what those buses do.
Happened, yeah.
And then here in Valverde, you can just walk down Hog Street.
There's going to be no Star Tours coming around here. And I know that was...
We do not allow it.
They would just loop around, I've heard, to your house over and over again. It's like five times in each tour.
And I've been jostled on the street here, never by someone who seemed to know who I was.
What was the jostling like?
It was sort of like a couple different people, but it's sort of just that thing where someone throws their shoulder into you.
Yeah. Was the guy's name Stan?
You know what? I'll describe a few different people. So one was a young man, looked like he had a gas station attendant uniform, but couldn't have been more than 15.
Okay, yeah. that's Stan Jr.
That's Stan Jr. He's a little
real
brick.
Work.
He had a real
piece of shit. If I could tuck someone right back up inside their mother, it would be Stan Jr. And I've tried.
Just needs a little more time.
You keep trying to find a genie to make that wish to just tuck him
in
his mother. But
Wiss Turlington calling. Anyway, you can help me tuck Stan Jr. inside his mother again. And the genie's just like, click.
Because it's a genie who's on landlines, as you know.
Perfect improv phone. Click.
That's a classic improv phone.
Yeah, everyone delver at UCB Valverde. They're all learning the click.
UCB Valverde. They learn immediately. Yeah, that's the first rule. It's fantastic. Thing you learn at Improv 101 is make your phones like this always. And no one's going to yell at you at UCB Valverde if you ever do this. Because that would be an odd thing to have a strong opinion about.
Yeah.
I've always felt.
This is a gun.
This is a phone.
And this is the L.
This is Dio. That's three things you need for improv, right?
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's improv 101.
Right? Have you ever taken any classes?
You can have your phone sort of just transform into like a hang loose.
That's the thing. Shaka, bra. Yeah.
That's advanced. That is advanced.
Now that's advanced improv. Have you taken advanced? Did you teach it?
Well, you know what? I did, and I performed and taught at UCB in New York and LA. And so I was really excited to come to Valverde and be like, what is the scene like over here? You got it.
We've got
as you know, UCB Valverde, very exclusive.
Very.
They act like UCB New York and LA never existed. You get here and they're just like, nope.
Nope.
You got to start all over again.
UCB4 came from Chicago to Valverde. Yeah. And technically, they did first and then went to New York. So technically, it's not a lie. We've got UCB. We've got IO. We've got The Annoyance. We've got Second City. We've got Verde Clowns. We got Verde Haha. You know, we got Zazzers, which is a rock club and a comedy club. We've got Dingbats. Now, Dingbats is where you go. And let me just say, if you are tired of the woke agenda, is the place to
Dingbat.
Go.
Okay.
Tim Dillon, Dingbats. Every night.
Tim Dillon's there.
Oh, my God. What a great
that, of course, is the club that was started by Del Close at one point. He was just like, I'm tired of this PC wokeness.
He's like, right one day, away. This is going to be an issue. This is going to be an issue. And God, I am so excited for you, Brandon, I can't even imagine what it would be like to take in Valverde for the very first time.
Favorite place to eat that I've been to right now? I would say there's a burger place. It's not the tool-themed one.
Okay.
It's not Burger Tools.
I gotta check that one out. This is one, it seems it's like, I would say the theme is sort of like Italian fascism.
I've heard of this place.
Burger.
I can't get in.
Yes.
I can't get in.
You can't get in.
No.
Burger Mussolini.
Mussolini. And it's like a lot of Italian marble.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
It's sort of brutalist architecture.
You know their motto, don't ask for the scungili at Burger Mussolini. Truly, don't ask for it.
I do have to say, there's one place in Valverde you got to try, Brandon, and it's called Sharnies. Sharnies has been around for the longest time, and it's nothing but, if you like buffets, they've got 97 of them. And of course, they are sponsors of the Jeff and Wisp Show.
No one eats for free at Sharnies.
No one eats for free at Sharnies. And I would give you a coupon to go eat for free.
Uh-huh.
But when you show up with the coupon, then it's go, and you have to pay double.
I love it.
Although I will say, if you go there, you might get at least one dip in the chocolate fountain because in the Truckers Lounge, they are always playing In the Know from that streaming Chechen.
Really?
Love it. They
honestly, then I
love,
might don't, stay clear.
Maybe
that's
don't
not
go
why
to Sharnies.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I mean you get
a regular guy.
Yeah, I mean those truckers are going to eat you alive for a couple of reasons if you go into the Truckers Lounge, but mostly because they're going to want to pick your brain about what it is like to be a god
or work with God. Or work with God, you know, your co-creator of In the Know. We're going to talk more about In the Know coming up in just a second, but we do have to take a break and pay some bills and play some of the hardest rock that you've ever...
All right, God damn it. Or we got to talk to Jason about
this.
Because this is
108.9 Hawk.
A Pittsburgh EMT is forced to retire after losing his arm in duty. So with his settlement from the city, he decides to open up the craziest ski resort. In Jamaica? Unfortunately for him, no snow in Jamaica isn't his only problem. There's also an unclear civil war that's about to happen. In this classic 80s comedy? Lucky for him, he's gonna have guest appearances from most of the cast of SCTV, that one guy from Not Necessarily the News, and comedy funny man Rip Taylor. In the movie that for some reason you watched 500 times as a kid, but now as an adult you're starting to wonder, what kind of dirt did the producers have on these comedians to get them in this movie? Richard Belzer, Richard Lewis, Rich Hall, and Sir John Gielgud. Ski Lodge Paradise on Channel 8, your home for great shit.
Oi, it's Mick Jagger. And even though the Hulk may have changed a little bit, it's still the same Hulk all night long.
108.9 The Hulk.
Hi, I'm John Bon Jovi. And yeah, I play a doctor on TV. Dr. Jonathan Bonathan Jovi on Bad Medicine. Just because I play a doctor on TV usually would mean That doesn't make me a doctor in real life, except for in Valverde, where a brand new law makes me a real doctor. So today I'm announcing office hours at Valverde Memorial Hospital. Come on in, see me. I will cure you, no matter what your ailment is. That's the Dr. Jonathan Bonathan Jovi promise. I'm gonna cut you open. We're gonna take a look inside. You're gonna hear wow, 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 as you're slowly slipping away thanks to the anesthesia. We'll see you in the operating room, Valverde.
You're listening to 108.9 The Hawk.
Oh, the toxic twins, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. So
speaking
excited.
Of mustaches that are problematic.
Holy shit. The toxic my twins. God. Anytime, I'm worried that Joe Perry's just going to be like, I'm another Joe. And it's oh Joe Biden.
Underneath. I've been worried about that since day one.
Surprised. Oh, are we all going to go see Aerosmith at the Valverde Verde Dome, their final show there?
I mean, hey, I'm gonna if I'm invited, there. Yes.
You are invited. We have tickets. We cannot give them away.
Yeah, we
have so many goddamn tickets here on 108.9 The Hawk. It is the Jeff and Wisp Show. 627. Now,
Steven Tyler is a big fan of In the Know.
That's what I was going to say.
Really? He has that In the Know scarf, like just hanging from his mic stand.
It's Lauren. Lauren's on it.
Has been insane.
It's all out. So, why did you think, radio?
As far as what?
That's a great question.
Scotty wrote it down. I did not write it.
Scotty, good going with this one. It definitely leaves it open for a large answer. What were you thinking, radio?
What were you thinking, radio?
You know, I would love to say it was an artistic impulse. It was commercial. It was how do I cash in on this craze?
Let me just say, because I get it.
Oh,
we put this out as a podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And millions of downloads.
My God.
We can't get people love something niche, and they love something that they're like, do I have to like classic rock to like this? And the answer is no, you don't. And then you don't have to like NPR to like In the Know.
That's our big thing. You can love it. You can hate it. You can be ambivalent.
You don't have to pick up every deep cut reference.
You don't.
In the Know. Because, I pick up most of them. Definitely.
I pick them up. I pick them up because I've lived them. I've done talk radio. I've done classic rock radio. I've lived them. I've loved them. I've had a lot of them.
I'll tell you, Peacock executives, they suggested at some point that we use a reference other than Sirhan Sirhan.
Whoa.
And we're glad we didn't because America responded.
Hope they were fired. I hope they're down on Soundgarden Boulevard just looking for another job.
I mean, you go on TikTok again, #Sirhan Sirhan. It's just blowing it up.
It's like, which one am I going to watch? There's too many of them. There's just Sirhan Sirhan. It's just nonstop Sirhan Sirhan.
Just so many people doing reacts to just people doing Sirhan Sirhan.
It's a little scary. It's kind of got a life of its own.
My God. If I was auditioning for SNL, I would do a Sirhan Sirhan impression.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Lead with that.
Where's my gun? And it would be wonderful.
Oh,
see, it's just that simple.
I really like him. Can we make sure that the man that did the Sirhan Sirhan?
That is a dead on.
Was that Lauren Michaels
right there?
Was that no? That was Lauren. That wasn't.
Oh,
Lauren.
Okay.
Are they the same? Holy shit!
Oh my God! Wow. Am I realizing for the first time? I'm going to be the first one to say it. Oh, Dr. Evil and Lauren Michaels might be the same character.
Now you've
never noticed a similar.
No one's ever noticed this.
Brandon, you're in for a treat. Now you're brand new to Valverde.
Brand new.
And we've got so many great places. There's Rock Dolls.
Uh-huh.
There's Flappers. There's Chestnuts. The all-male dance review. They change it up every week. Last week, I went over there. I saw a two-man Tron.
Ooh.
Had nothing to do with Tron.
Nothing. I mean, truly.
Literally fucking
wasn't Tron
nothing.
Legacy. Wasn't the original. Wasn't the video game.
No bikes. No black lights. No nothing.
Oh, my God.
And honestly, I loved it. I love everything they do down there. I love Valverde. I love living here. And, of course, there was a band for a very long time, one of the biggest rock bands in the world.
Oh
they were called Actor.
Mm.
And the lead singer was a man called Darren Good.
Yeah.
Darren Good is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you kidding me?
I am not fucking with you. He is back.
I'm going to make a prediction before we even hear this song.
Uh-huh.
Brandon, you're going to hear this and you're going to be like, you know what? We got to get Darren Good on our tiny little cage performance section.
There you go.
Of In the Know. Because we love when you did that tiny desk concert and you're like, let's stick him in a cage in the basement.
That's our
see what they do.
Put him in the cage.
Put him in the cage.
And
the classic, that's the catchphrase that's been taken over the nation.
Can't tell you how many, when I was in LA 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
I saw so many put them in the cage in the no t-shirts that I was like, I'm not going to watch this.
I see them on onesies.
Babies with put them in the cage is, it's, that's
I hate
future.
That I'm keep our going back to the TikTok, secured. But that TikTok of Michael Scott holding up world's best boss, but instead on the mug, it says, put him in the cage. You're just like, he nailed it. We've nailed it, people.
But enough about
it. With the Friends theme song over it. It's just everything together. It's
boom, 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 boom. I want to say, Brandon, you're very lucky that you had such an explosion of talent.
There's been good and bad.
It's just exploded. I know there's good and bad, but
it changes your life. That, and people warn me. They're like, you got a show coming out in Peacock.
Yeah.
Get ready for your life to fucking change.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
they say that. And then you're like, what? Am I going to be in a limo every day? Yes.
Yes.
I'm in a limo.
Whether you want to or not.
I don't drive.
Whether you want to or not.
I'm in a limo. He does not have a limo. He cannot afford it.
If I could get on Peacock, I would. I'd be swimming in gold doubloons like Scrooge McDuck. God.
You really would. But. You really would. But now you're here and you live in the fucking dream. And I got to tell you, all that Peacock money,
I love
goes
that
so
money.
Much further here in Valverde than it ever would in Los Angeles.
And thank you for not picking Bozeman, Montana.
Oh,
you know, I know you
that's
had
our biggest
choice.
Thing. Whenever we hear someone's moving to Valverde, we say, first off, thank you for not picking Bozeman, Montana.
Well, you know what? A lot. I heard about Valverde from Denis Villeneuve. He's like, look, things are blowing up for you.
Yeah.
They filmed Dune here. I've got a place. It's totally cool there. Yeah. Great music scene. Great comedy scene.
Oh, yep.
Fantastic.
They've got a wine festival.
We do.
Valverde and wine. He convinced me. So I mean, and I don't know if you see him around the streets.
All the time. He's always down there at Rock Dolls trying to complete his Cheap Trick set. Yeah, now, of course, Rock Dolls is the place where you get new or slightly used sex dolls that have been converted into some of your favorite rockers. And he's got the Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. He's got the Bunny Carlos, but he does not have the Tom Peterson or the Robin Zander.
And it's great. This is Denis Villeneuve. And he cannot get two other Cheap Trick Rock Dolls. I mean, this
man's
is insanity.
He's done Dune and Dune 2.
He done Dune.
You done Dune.
He done that's Dune, the third man. One. That is the third one he's filming right now out at Verde Studios. Dune.
It's Dune
so
is going to be
it's
fantastic.
All musical. But there's so
and you
many.
Can't, you know what? You can't complete that Rock Dolls collection in Bozeman, Montana. I'll tell you that.
Fuck
much.
No, you can't. You can't.
You, maybe you can hang out with David Coverdale from Whitesnake and he'll tell you some weird jokes. But other than that, that ain't no Rock Doll collection. And you know, you're going to get the hug. I mean, have you seen Denis? Has he been walking around, Brandon? I mean, he has.
Since
been,
what was
since
that question?
Moved.
Jesus.
Have
you
seen Denis since you moved here, Brandon?
Since I moved, I haven't seen him since I moved, which I was surprised. He said he was here all the time.
Go down the Rock Dolls, and you're going to see him.
That's
and he's like, please.
It. He's just there yelling. When are they going to come in?
Yeah.
They're open. They won't even let him in until they've got the Xander.
Sad. He's a
and
sad
the Peterson.
Guy.
It's a real sad, sad fucking guy. Thing. Such but you know what's not guy. Sad? Living in Valverde. And I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you. Darren Could, new song called Valverde.
Ooh. This is like a welcoming.
Here it is. Here it is. This is a welcoming song for you, Brandon, from Darren Could. You hear it here first on New Music Monday on 108.9 The Hawk. And here we go. Here comes the chorus. Oh,
the
Darren
light solo. That's the Darren Could touch right there.
I'm going to name all the things I heard in that. I heard Rock Dolls. I heard Flappers. I heard Chestnuts. I heard Sharnie's Tower. Wait, here we go.
Okay.
Snuggle next to the tire fire. Sharnie's Tower. Raises just as high as the sky. No one eats for free at Sharnie's.
This really is a great introduction to our fair town.
It really is.
You came on a great day, Brandon.
What a great day.
Well, I'm embarrassed listening to it. I've been pronouncing it Valverde, and he clearly is singing Valverde.
Oh, no. I mean, he's dead wrong. That's the crazy part of him.
He's dead wrong there. Now, here's how I think had happened. I think that he did that for the top, and then I think his producer, once again, it was Donnie Fisk, who did the Gunt Brothers song earlier that we heard, Sweaty Leathers. I do think he was like, hey, he probably pressed that button that you see in studios where they're like, hey,
the talk back.
Hey, talk back. That's what it's called. He presses the talk back button. He's like, Darren, I think it's Valverde, not Valverde. And so he changed it up for the chorus.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys noticed that.
But then, he changed it
but
up.
Then
he went
back to it.
I was so embarrassed when I just heard the first part. I was like, oh, I'm that guy in New York City saying, where is Houston Street?
Oh my God.
When I worked in radio.
We all know it's Housatania Street, of course.
Housatania.
Ben walking down Houston
Ship
Street.
That tank.
It's like I'm in L.A. and I'm like, has anyone seen Cahanga Street?
Mm-hmm.
Cowabunga Street?
Cowabunga Street? And then I'm like, Laurel Can?
Yoon?
Can Yoon.
Well,
the
don't
thing
tell
is,
Darren.
LA, people are out on the streets ready to help you.
Yes,
everyone's walking around being like, do you need help?
Nicest town in America.
Sweet people. Foot traffic.
Oh my God.
So much foot traffic. You can't not run into people. And that's why I must have been a living hell. For a big star like you.
No limo, honestly.
My God.
Brandon,
you had your peacock sunglasses on.
Peacock. Mm-hmm.
And it's like that, you know, I got to say, wearing those maybe wasn't helping you because it's reminding everyone, our favorite
it's
network.
It's almost bragging. It's
almost bragging. Almost
bragging. I did something so good for Peacock that they gave me these fucking sunglasses.
And thank you, Peacock, for sending us some sunglasses too.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
That was very, Brandon, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you love Valverde as much as we do.
I really do. My daughters are not enjoying school so far.
Oh, they should.
They're going to warm up to it.
That's how you learn. That's how you learn.
They'll get it. Hey, we're going to go out with the chorus, of course, from Valverde. More new Music Monday going on. And Skeet Ulrich coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. He was going to talk about his show on Peacock, but we just found out that they canceled it before airing it.
Really?
Sorry. Oh,
Skeet.
Would have changed his life.
You could have moved to Valverde, you fuck.
You fucking idiot.
God, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Gardner.
Ah,
hey, buddy.
Truly, those songs are going to be in my head all day.
That's insanity. It's 2 minutes before we came on, basically, you were like, I've got a little treat for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I found this last night because I had seen on TikTok people were making original songs. And I'm like, what are they using to make this?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is very funny because for the longest time, and we'll still do this, but Jeff and I, the original songs on The Hawk, we have just like, we've recorded it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so time consuming and stuff. So if I need like a quick New Music Monday, I go in and I type in the lyrics of something extremely stupid, like Darren Kood's Valverde. I tell it the type of music I would like it to be, and then it gives me options. The options are very funny. Actually, let me see if
what
I
can. What is it called again?
It's called Sona AI.
I mean.
And it's the only, Suno AI. And I will
It'll
tell
be
you,
scary when AI shifts to make not kind of bullshit songs.
Yeah.
Like they're both awesome and total bullshit at the same time in the best way possible. They all sound like that weird right wing, like active rock band I found. There's like some anti-vaxxer like active rock band that like starts showing up on my feed where they're complaining about Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen and Tom Morello for selling out. Oh my God. In the know, buddy.
In the know. Great segue, man. Great segue. How long did you go? Was this in the works?
Mike came to Mike Judge.
Who we couldn't know, but still one of like my favorite creators of all time. Like I can't.
True genius guy.
Yeah.
Very, it's interesting. Like, so the beginning was he went to Zach and was like, do you think it would be fun to do a animated interview show? And Zach's like, yeah. And he's like, I was thinking you'd be good as like a fake NPR host.
Oh my God. Okay.
Great. And then Zach was like, could Brandon help develop it with us? And Mike had read like a feature screenplay that that Zach and I had written that he liked. Mm-hmm. Has some maybe like tonal overlap. And so then like over Zoom, fall of 2020.
What a great time. Fall of 2020. Right. Well, that was part of out and about.
The reason why it was going to be like an animated interview show was all interviews were remote.
Yeah.
Right. So it was like, how can we like do a show where people don't need to be with each other? And then we pitched it the following May, and then it was with lawyers for a full 9 months. And then we got to write the pilot. And we started, the writer's room was fall 2022.
That's
and
amazing.
Then the stop motion process took years and years for just 6 episodes. But they're amazing. Like the people so up good. There are the best.
They're so fucking funny. They're like the design of everything looks like the design of the characters, the design of the studio really made me think of like there were so many offices I worked in New York. Mm-hmm. Like in, I would say in like the garment district that had that same sort of vibe where it was like, oh, we'll just put the studio here. But like everyone else is crammed in this area and there's like access to a bathroom that's really weird. And there were so many New York specifics in it that I was just like, oh, this feels like home. Like the Dwayne Reed so nice. Jokes and the Starbucks jokes and just all the radio stuff. I was telling you before we started, you know, I worked in news radio. I worked in classic rock radio. I worked with a lot of hosts. No, I did some public radio work when I was in college, but they were a PRX station, not an NPR station. And I worked with hosts that were just like Lauren in terms of just, they're such a star. I also just love how, like, I don't know, there's a lot of silence in the show too that I like
I'm so glad that you're into that.
I love that because it's like other shows would just be like, Joe, let's do this. And then you give this these characters time to breathe. And I think you kind of feel them as characters more. Like Carl Tart's character is just, I've known so many people that like that in radio. Oh, where God. Like this underlying gentleness and this kindness. And it's just, it was so fun to watch. I watched with Kristen and we were just absolutely loving it. And
and truly is amazing. I brought up the get a freebie and the bean joke in your first episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is like, you know, it's not for
everybody.
Yeah, it really isn't. It like, you know, that's my bread and butter. So Godspeed. It's great.
Yeah. I'm glad the silence thing that was, we chose not to have a score.
Yeah.
And so that was, and we wanted to have those like silences and sort of gaps and things, and for it to feel a little less snappy, which you don't always get with, I think, animation comedy.
No.
Especially where it's oftentimes like very sort of perfect. And so the people who did the sound design, who were great and really went above what they were paid, it was sort of like, can you sort of score it with just sound effects? And so it's just this idea of like, what would you hear in a real New York City office building that might accentuate like stress if it's a stressful scene or sadness if it's sad, but that would be like, so there might be a moment that's sad and you like vaguely hear like an elevator descending, hopefully in a way that you don't notice.
Yes.
Except with subconscious. And they did an amazing job.
I don't know if
it's a real zone of interest situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like where like there's these haunting noises in the foreground. It's like, you know,
a lot of people say that
to do an Altman in a stop motion animation is pretty amazing.
We came so close to having like a black and white girl planting potatoes in the dirt.
You know, and it's good. It's good you didn't cross that boundary.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so good. It's so good, Brandon. I absolutely love it. Any word on a second season or?
No, the Peacock executives have said over the phone a couple times that it's very niche.
Well, it's
like, okay, yep.
Welcome to 108.9 The Hog.
We got that. But they're sort of like,
I get a good way. Right?
In a way you guys like.
Yeah.
I will say they were great. Like,
yeah.
This, I had never made anything and they were very supportive. Like, they were people who would be bring up, it's like, are you sure you want to do the Sirhan reference? Most of us don't know who that is. And it's like, yes, that's, I think so we do. And they're like, okay, cool. So they were very, they had a lot of great ideas. And also, if we didn't agree with their note, they were like, okay, cool, let's try it your way. Which is why I think we like, had this interesting situation where it's like a show Zach and I are like very proud of and like, oh, we made it exactly the way we wanted to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, I don't know that it's being seen and enjoyed by a massive segment of the population.
But you know, at this point, You gotta make what you want to make.
Make what you want to make and be proud of what you made. And it's so good. And it's also just a very awesome example of what you and Zach do for people to see too. And
hopefully it's that. And hopefully it is also for like the people at Shadow Machine who did the animation,
mm-hmm.
who had just won an Oscar for Pinocchio right before they worked with us.
Oh,
so it's like really truly like the animators from all over the world and are brilliant, but they don't get to do a lot of adult comedy because there's not a lot of adult stop motion comedy.
No.
Yeah.
And it's now I hope other people come to them and are like, oh, you guys nail this. Yeah. Like, I've got this comedy idea.
What else is going on with you? Anything else to plug?
Nothing else to plug. Please watch In the Know. I like search Twitter all the time. And it's so funny because maybe like once every couple of days, there's like one tweet about the show. And it's almost always positive, which is nice. But it's also always like some version of, here's this show I've never heard of.
All right, cool.
We're going to go out here. I'm going to play you guys the alternate themes from Merc and Juan.
Oh, God.
To say goodbye here. This one, I don't know which one this is.
I know the secrets of the maze.
Now, that's the original
one. That's the one we heard. We love.
Okay, so this is the other one.
We love it.
Okay, I don't think that one worked. There was an alternate. There was an alternate Valverde.
Like a Kelly Clarkson epic.
Yeah.
Valverde.
It's like a little like Whitesnake or
something. Yeah. It is a little Whitesnake.
It is a little Whitesnake. It's a little Bozeman, Montana. Here.
Not as good as the others.
No.
Not as good as the
others. You picked the right one.
I picked the right one.